Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Enlightened Collective. I'm your host, Terrell Williamson, and I just wanted to say welcome once again. This episode is being sponsored by Dream Writer Inc., and you can find how to contact them at www.dreamwriter4u.com. That's www.dreamwriter4u.com. If you are writing a book or have a project or something that you're putting together with intellectual property and creativity, and you want to get that product in your hands, be it the book or getting your manuscript published or proofread, edited, Dream Writer Inc. is the way to go. She helped me get my book in my hands and on Amazon. My book, Get Going, is out now. Okay, today is a bit different. Today's podcast and episode is a bit different than what I normally do. Normally, I run into a situation and all of the things that I've studied leads me to like get on here and talk about it. You know, I always refer to books, and I probably will today, and things that I've read and studied and heard that I want to share. And same is true with today, but with a little bit of difference. I wanted to talk about the actual pragmatic uses of like one element of mental gymnastics, if you guys understand what I'm saying. Sometimes we have to put the process of thinking into compartmentalized segments so that we understand what's really going on and how our minds work. Or maybe your mind don't work that way, but it's nice to see how other people's minds work, since we all have the basic same material, I'll say. If not the same function, everybody does differently. People think differently. Some people have a hard time reading. Some people have learning disabilities. Some people are like geniuses. And this is like, I never really thought about this is how it works. It just works for me. Some people shine. Some people don't. Anyway, I was making a call today so I can, you know, go to work on my W-2. And I heard a familiar voice. I call this place all the time, and I kind of recognized the voice, but I couldn't put a name to it. So I asked the gentleman, "Who am I speaking with?" And he gave me his name. So once he gave me his name, I remembered I seen this guy before, and I put a face to the name, to the voice. And just follow me for a minute. You know, all three of those three points of contact brought up my mind, my servo mechanism. If you've ever read Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, it brought the remembrance of this dude's face in my mind. And it made me think, with all the things that I'm reading and I'm studying, it's usually 3 points of contact to get whatever it is you're trying to get to. And I'm hoping I can put this together well within the time frame of this podcast, this episode today. But I want you to, like, the actual workings of how things come into being. I want you to think about those things. And with the 3 points of contact, usually it's a internal desire. You see it, you visualize it, you think about it, you try to find ways to increase your capacity to make it happen. Like, if you want to sell real estate, you go to the real estate class, you learn all of this stuff so you can be a real estate agent. This point of contact is in your mind, and how you use your mind to locate your desire out there in the world. Okay, second point of contact is you. Because when you visualize something that's not quite there, you're using your mind as a broadcast and receiving station, and you're reaching out because you see it inside of you. You're reaching out to something that's outside of you to bring it to you, if that makes sense. And the third point of contact is time and space. So it's like you holding your hands out and, left hand's grabbing the mental image of this thing, this idea, this material, this car, this house, this spouse, this outfit, this vacation, all of this. Your left hand is grasping that. Can't quite put it, you can't quite hold it yet because it's in your mind. And on this side, I use the left hand, not physically, but as a tool to get by and help you to see what I'm saying. So, okay, you're visualizing this trip, you're visualizing this vacation, you're visualizing this new job, and everything that you add to it, it gives that dream substance. It gives it nutrients. It feeds it. Every time you want a new job and you start looking at what is available and you start looking in, on the internet nowadays, it used to be the want ads, and you calling people and you're stopping by, like, can I fill out an application? You're going there and you're giving that dream of a new job, you're giving it substance, you're giving it nutrients, you're feeding it, and it's going to start. It was the Edinburgh Lectures by Thomas Troward. He used the term of, once you have an idea, it creates a vortex. And I looked up the definition of a vortex. It's like a vacuum that sucks everything into it. And when you do that in the mental realm, there is, like, now there is space, there is time, there is matter in between us, there are trees and highways. So it takes, it has friction that slows down you getting what you want, because you have things that it has to go through. But in your mind, in your mental realm, it doesn't. Everything that slows you down is usually something that you thought about. for those that's still following, I'm going to keep going. So you want this new job, you want this new career, so you start studying, you start finding out what you need to know, you start asking questions. What do I need to do? Do I need to sign up for a school? Do I need to take a course? You start because you have this desire. Now in you, the second point of contact, in the middle, your feelings, your desires, your emotions, how would you feel if you ever got there? It intensifies. The more you put into that idea, the more you put into that desire, the more you put into that goal, the more you put in that vision, the more you study it, the more you think about it, the more it increases your desire and your want to and your emotions and your happiness. Should I get this thing? And you start to, you know, it triggers your, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but I'm going to say it anyway, your reticular activating system in your mind, that if you're thinking about something and you're focused on something, your attention's on something, then you start to see it everywhere. I like the idea, or, you know, the et cetera, trying to link something. Anyway, the word escapes me right now. But when you purchase a red car, you don't notice how many red cars are out there in the road until you buy one. And now you start seeing all of the same cars, make, model, colors, just like yours. Now, before you bought yours, you didn't notice all of this stuff. You just thought you went to the dealership and found what you liked. But now that you've actually made the move, you bought the thing, now you're starting to see that car, make, model, color, everywhere. That part is in you. That is part of your servo mechanism, your goal achieving mechanism that makes you unique in the world, in the universe. That's the part that puts us in domination of the little things, everything that creepeth upon the earth, for my Bible scholars out there. That part is what helps bring you from where you are to where you want to be. But you gotta really want it and really desire it and really feel like this is something that you can attain to. Now, problem, you know, we're off the thoughts because that's something you can control. You can find everything that you're looking for. You can study it. You can write it down. You can put it on a vision board. You can put it on index cards. You can keep it in front of you all the time. You can tape something on your voice memos and listen to it over and over and over again, like, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. Until you get it in you, like, this is how I want to feel. This is how I want to behave. This is how I want to act. This is what I want to see. This is the place that I want to go. When I go to this destination that I'm envisioning in my imagination and in my thoughts, I can't wait for this vacation, that feeling starts to turn up and it brings you closer. Now, on the right-hand side, now, left-hand side, remember, that was just your thoughts, your attention, all the mental things that have no weight, has no form. You gave it form. It had no form. You gave it form by putting your thoughts and visualizations on, just in your mind. Now, in you, you have this, you know, the second point of contact, you have this desire, this feeling, this happiness, this joy, this overwhelming sense of awe, like, yes, I'm gonna make it happen. The closer you get in your mind, in your heart, the happier you get, the more you're excited, the more. That's the second point of contact. Now, the third point of contact is time and space. Now, the more you focus on this thing, the more you feel this, the more you're working on, the more you're taking your time, attention, and effort to make whatever vision that was happen. Time and space has its own vortex, and those two start to merge until you have what you want. It's in the Bible about Mark 11, 23 and 24, that if you speak a thing and you believe that you'll have whatsoever you say, you'll receive it. Now, I didn't kind of pookified it. You know, I didn't give you the these, the thus, and the thous, and word for word, so you can check it. If you want to, you can fact check me on it. Maybe that's a good thing, so you can see that it's there. The more you do that, the more you believe what you say, the easier it'll go from the unseen, just in your mind, just you Looney Tunes. That'll never happen. I remember when I told people that I was going to be a millionaire this next year, they was like, Terrell, come on, you tripping. But it had always been a thought in my mind. And I put definiteness of purpose in my heart that I will go and I will work every hour of the day if I had to make this dream a reality. And in my mind, when I came up against problems, situations, opportunities, that drive within me made those opportunities, situations, problems, I overcame them. I learned to receive those opportunities. I figured out how to attach myself to it to make this thing work. Now, time and space kind of bows to your will. You bring all those together until you have that vision right there with you. That's what manifestation is. The process works the same way on everything. It works the same way with losing weight. You have the idea, you want to lose 30 pounds, you want to work out, you want a six pack, you have that thought, and then you start to find different ways. You hire a trainer, you start buying the magazines, and then on the inside, you start going to the gym. You start eating well. You start, drinking water. You do everything you can. You use your mind, you get the picture, and then you do the work. And eventually, time and space, they all meet in one place. A person without a goal will never achieve anything because they have nothing that they're striving for. You have a goal. Find everything you can in your mind. Do everything that you can to the fullest for that day. For that day. If you need to lose 30 pounds, you're not going to get out there and run 3 miles and lose 30 pounds in one day. It's consistency. You have to keep that image. You have to keep that vision. You have to keep that goal. You have to keep searching for new and better ways for you to improve that thing. And then once you know it, you can do it. You can't do nothing you don't know about. So when you have that vision, when you want to take that vacation, when you want to get that job, what do? You start finding out, how can I save money? I want to go to the Bahamas. This Bahama trip is going to cost me this much. This Bahama trip is going to cost me that much. This one's all included. You start finding everything you can about that trip. Your body is the one making the phone calls. Because if you can't make your body pick up the phone to call, do you really want this thing? The more you do, the more you think about it, the more you attract this thing to you, because you start to feel like I'm already there. Oh, you start buying clothes to go to the Bahamas. You start packing your bags to go to the Bahamas. You start doing everything you can. And eventually that time and space will close in until you have what you want. Same thing. It just that phone call today made me think about those three points of contact. You guys, just in mental gymnastics, when you are trying to bring something that you, even dinner, think about dinner. What do I want to eat? I don't know. How hungry am I? That sets the time limit. How hungry am I? I will be hungry, like really hungry, in about an hour. So you know you have an hour. So what do I want to eat? I remember chicken. I remember chicken this way. I remember white chicken chili. How do I feel? Do I really want? Do I want rice? Do I want a whole plate? Do I want, remember how my mom used to cook? What do I? And then you start feeling that stomach starts making that choice for you because you're hungry. Those three points of contact bring everything from the unseen world to your plate. I hope I gave you something to think about. And I want to remind you about our today's sponsor, www.dreamwriterinc4u.com. That's www.dreamwriterinc, the number 4, and the letter U.com. If you are working on a book, you want to write a book, you need help with it, contact them and they'll help you. You know what? And mention the Enlightened Collector for a discount. Anyway, thank you for listening to me. If you like this podcast, please share it. And like I said before, I hope I gave you something to think about. Peace.